أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. Continuing with the discussion of صراط المستقيم. The word صراط, like that which means path. We get the word sabil in the Quran, we get the word tariq in the Quran, but here particularly Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala used the word sirat, because ulama have written that in sirat there is a great amount of ease. In other words, this is that path which a person can trod upon with ease, a path which a person can find with great ease. Ibn Qayyim rahmatullah alayhi has written that there are certain aspects with regards to the word sirat. Number one, like how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala here speaks about al-mustaqim, that it is a very straight path. There is absolutely no twisting, no crookedness in this path. And that is why ulama have written that when we looked at the people of the past, the Ahl-e Kitab, we found two aspects with regards to the deen in itself. One was an excessive exaggeration insofar as certain beliefs were concerned. Like if we take the example of the Nasara, no doubt to revere and to honor the Nabi of Allah is a very, very great deed, part of a person's iman. But they did it in excess, and the result of it was that they then made Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wassalam the son of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, etc., or part of Allah ta'ala, part of divinity, etc. So there was an excess, there was an overemphasis, there was an exaggeration insofar as that belief is concerned. In short, they went beyond the bounds. Then if you look at the Yahud, they went on the extreme other side of deficiency, that they were deficient in their belief in the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam, the result of which was that they assassinated, they killed Anbiya alayhim salat wa salam, they brought harm and difficulties to the Anbiya alayhim salat wa salam. So this sirat, which is mustaqim, it is straight, it is between these two extremes, a path which is in total balance and absolute moderation. So that is the one aspect of sirat al-mustaqim. The second is, it is such a path, Mawsul ila al-maqsood, it will take a person to the determined destination, the destination that a person wants to travel. He wants to travel towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he wants to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he wants to gain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he wants to gain jannat. So this is sirat al-mustaqim. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used this word sirat. Number three, it is aqrab. It is the closest path between us and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The straight path is always the nearest and the closest. And hence here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses this word sirat to show us also, if we want to reach Allah, we want to reach Jannat, then this is the closest path that a person can reach. Number four, it is wasi'. In other words, it is not a narrow and straightened path by which a person cannot trod upon, that there is only an absolute difficulties. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has created ease in this path. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created such means in this path by which a person can very easily trod. And number five, it is the only path to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no other path. That is why Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum used to say that the sirat al-mustaqim is the whole deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter we qualify this and we say sirat al-ladhina an'amta alayhim, the path of those whom you have favored. Who are the people that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has favored? Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not mention, but in surah An-Nisa Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions them. Alladhi an'ama Allahu alayhim minan nabiyyin was-siddiqin wash-shuhada was-salihin. It is the path of four groups of people that have trodden on this path and they reach the intended objective. They reached their destination, they reached the pleasure of Allah, they had acquired and attained Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first is the path of course, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the path of all the Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sent down 124,000 plus minus Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam, and each Nabi had a Shariat and a Deen, and each Nabi had a way of life, and we will find that the ways of lives of Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam were very, very similar to each other, each one excelling in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, earning the pleasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Number two, the Siddiqeen. The Siddiqeen are those people who willingly accepted the commandments of Allah. And ulama have written that the highest form of internal bliss, the highest form of internal cultivation, the highest form and the best of all hearts will be the hearts of the Siddiqeen, because they are the closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number three, the Shuhada. The Shuhada, those that had given their lives for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Number four, the Salihin. Those who have practiced upon the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Put in a different way, the Anbiya were those who received the wahi of Allah. The Siddiqeen were those who readily accepted the wahi of Allah. The Shuhada were those who gave their lives for the wahi of Allah. The Salihin are those who practice upon the wahi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the path that we are asking for from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِّينَ. And not the path of the maghdoob alayhim, not the path upon whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's wrath and anger had befallen, and that generally the ulama have stated refers to the Yahud, because they were deficient in so far as they believed in Allah and the Nabi and the Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam and the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Waladdallin, those who went astray, not their path also, because who are these? These are the Nasara, that they were absolutely excessive and exaggerated insofar as the belief systems were concerned, and the result is they also swayed away from the path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us that if we want to gain hidayat and we want to gain the straight path, in a simple, so the simple solution or the simple description of this ayat is look for the rijalullah, the men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we will find the straight path. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu.